Pascal of Walke, welcome to the programme.
Thank you very much.
You're a violinist and vocalist. You're one of six members of a band called Orient Occident, East West. The first time I saw you perform was on the 9th of November last year. Mm-hmm. Donald Trump had just won the US elections. I personally was very concerned about some of the divisive things that he had said. And I went to listen to you as a band, and I, at one point, honestly, had tears in my eyes because seeing people from Turkey, Greece, Morocco, France, Switzerland performing together, and honestly, such beautiful music, I thought, well, there is hope.
Yes,
it is. Did you form the band with that idea in mind of being very inclusive?
First of all, I am very happy you had tears in your eyes, because I have also tears in my eyes when I play this music with these people. And the band exists from a residency in Switzerland, Chateau Mercier in Sierre, and we didn't know each other.
That was in 2015, not
yes,
that long
2 years. Yeah, exactly. We didn't know each other, and we just have to play music during 1 week, and it was totally magic. Mahmoud Chouki is the director artistic. He called everybody to come there for 1 week and play together. Each people bring one music, one song, with parts or not. I mean, you can bring what you want. And we are living together and playing music. And it's just wonderful. Very deep, a lot of love and peace. And never we thought to what's happening in our countries. Just play and make the concert at the end. And of course, we wanted to continue this beautiful adventure. And we wanted to make a CD, and then we made it.
We're listening to a track. It's called Tamzaha,
yeah,
which is a traditional Armenian piece of music. It showcases each of the instruments very
well at
some point or another. Though about your repertoire, so we've got Armenian music, we've got music from Bulgaria, from Macedonia, we've got a piece that I would also like us to listen to. It's called Kam Taha, which is traditional Garnati music.
والندى كبها بعليها
Mahmoud chose Kam Taha because he's singing on that tune.
Playing guitar.
Yeah, and with a duet with Stéphane Chapuis on accordion. And it's so beautiful and romantic.
Nahnamu في الدنيا ساعة
And Ahmed Misirli brings his composition Metsoul.
On which he plays Darbuka, Darbuka, this wonderful frame drum.
Oh yeah, he recorded two or three pieces of himself and then it's really intense and beautiful. And everybody bring what he like, and Eleftheria Daoulzi bring this Tamzara from Armenia because she loved this music, and I think it's beautiful to play it with a kanun.
Yeah, this is a kind of zither, a stringed instrument that you play horizontally. You pluck the strings. The kanun, which is a very important instrument in the Middle East, alongside the accordion.
It's going very well together, and I think our accordion can be used in Armenia. It's international instruments. Every instrument can play every music, I think. That's all. And Stéphane Chaput brings a lot of music from East of Europe because he plays a lot of tango. He plays all the music. Accordion is like the violin, could play a lot of kind of music of the world. That just means, Stanley, that we are all the same and we can really go well together. Just, it's easy, I think.
Yeah.
Why is it so complicated? You know, why politics, why different cultures are always making wars and I don't know. But I just want to say that it's so easy to be together and play music, just to be together.
The difference is that you, as musicians, you're listening to one another.
Yeah.
You're all on the same page and you're all respecting one another's art and skills. Valke, you're also a vocalist and you sing A Deux Droits de Te Dire Oui.
Yes.
I was so close to saying yes.
A deux doigts de te dire oui quand je voudrais tant dire non. Mais c'est si bon de dire non quand on crève de dire oui. A deux doigts.
The words are written by my French professor when I was at school in Morocco, because I lived in Morocco 20 years ago around. I was at school. And then my Jacques Mandrea wrote this wonderful text. I was telling my own story.
Et ma foi, un papy peu recommandable peut faire un âme en délicable. N'en déplaise aux experts comptables, non, je ne me sens pas coupable.
It's a love song between a young girl, around 30 years old.
A girl in her 30s who's fallen in love with an older man.
Yes, the guy is 60 years old.
Ah.
Then it's a story of love. I started singing just because one day someone told me, you know, if you sing, the public is reacting in a different way. Then try. I said, I'm not a singer. I never learn how to sing. My instrument is the violin. And then I tried to sing in the street. You know, I played in the metro. The people give me some coins and, you know. And then I work my voice like that. But I have a lot of wrong way in my sing. I don't care. It's my sing.
Yes.
My way
of singing.
Yeah.
You're singing from the heart.
Yes, from the heart for sure. That's why I'm doing music. Violin is the same. I am playing with all my soul and all my heart because it's, for me, the music way to touch the people. Just there, in the heart.
Oui, je veux bien perdre la tête, pouvoir enfin crier des fêtes.
What's coming up? Can we hope for a second CD? It can't be easy working together, six-piece band, living in five different countries.
It's not easy. But I really hope the first CD will be very known. And
yeah, we'll do well.
I really hope there are a lot of gigs, of festivals. And of course, if we can make another CD, it should be great. We have made the first CD because Bernard Millecamp from SMA, with a big company in France. Maybe he wants to help us for the second CD. I don't know, but thanks a lot to him.
A reminder of how important it can be to have a mentor in the world where it's increasingly difficult to find the finances to cut your own album. We'll have to end it there. Aurore Walke from the band Orient Occident. And a quick reminder to listeners, the next concert will be on the 2nd of February at Café de la Danse in Paris.
Yes.
Many thanks, Aurore.
Many thanks to you.